News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The man accused of burning a woman to death on a New York City subway is facing new charges. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says they filed multiple murder counts and an arson charge against suspect Sebastian Zepeda, hoping for convictions and life in prison.
There is no death penalty in the state of New York, so that's why the maximum penalty here is life without the possibility of parole.
Zepeda, who entered the U.S. illegally from Guatemala, did not appear today in court. He is jailed at Rikers Island. There are concerns of the bird flu that's been found in human patients mutating into different variants. A genetic analysis indicates that's what happened to a Louisiana patient who contracted the first severe case of the illness in the United States. No raw pet food or raw milk for now, says the head of the American Veterinary Medicine Association after a cat's death in Oregon from the bird flu.
Predominantly from raw food sources.
Dr. Michael Bailey tells the AP cats seem more susceptible. There have been a number of bird flu deaths among big cats at zoos and preserves. Stormy weather continues to affect the South, with severe storms for Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana in the forecast. That could impact holiday travel in the coming days. Here's our Rita Foley.
Record-breaking numbers of people expected to be on the move, most by car, but air travel is expected to shatter its record this holiday season with almost 8 million passengers.
A minister in Azerbaijan is suggesting an airliner that crashed this week was hit by a weapon. Citing expert analysis and survivor testimony, stocks are trending lower today. The Dow's dropped more than 300 points. This is AP News. The new leader of South Korea is out, just like the old one.
South Korea's opposition-controlled National Assembly has voted to impeach the country's acting leader, Han Duck-soo. The Assembly approved the impeachment motion in a 192-0 vote on Friday, while governing party lawmakers boycotted the vote. Han has been the caretaker leader after President Yoon Suk-yeol was impeached over his short-lived imposition of martial law earlier this month. Han's impeachment further deepens South Korea's political crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New laws are taking effect on January 1st. They include limits on social media for children in Florida and Tennessee, but both are facing legal challenges. In Missouri, drivers who are holding a cell phone could face new fines. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.